At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 35, Mastering Emotional Triggers for Personal Growth. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into something that touches us all, emotional triggers. We all know that moment when a seemingly small event ignites an intense emotional response, but have you ever wondered why that happens? What if instead of being reactive, we could turn those moments into opportunities for growth and transformation? In today's episode, we'll explore how to identify your emotional triggers, learn how to manage them effectively, and transform your responses into valuable moments of healing, self-awareness, and deeper connection with ourselves and others. Emotional triggers aren't just obstacles. They can be powerful teachers, revealing areas where growth is not only possible, but necessary. Understanding and mastering them is the key to emotional resilience and personal development. As always, I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you, exploring the depths of the human experience, growth, and transformation. Let's dig deep into understanding these emotional reactions and turn what might seem like weaknesses into strengths. When you think about emotional triggers, they're often connected to a past hurt or unmet need. Imagine your mind as a filing cabinet where every experience you've had is stored. The mind immediately pulls out a file labeled, "This hurts," and then replays the emotional script. That's why sometimes your reaction to a current situation feels much bigger than the situation itself. It's tapping into something old and unresolved. Triggers can appear in various forms. For some, it might be a tone of someone's voice that brings back memories of criticism or rejection. For others, it's a particular situation, like being left out or dismissed, that brings up a flood of negative emotions. Recognizing these patterns can feel like you're opening a door to a deeper understanding of yourself. And while it might be uncomfortable at first, it's the key to taking control of your reactions. Let's also talk about the physical response to emotional triggers. When triggered, our bodies can react before our minds have a chance to process what's happening. You might feel your heart race, your hands tremble, or your stomach tighten. This fight or flight response is your body's way of protecting you from a perceived danger. But remember, not all emotional triggers represent threats in the present moment. Understanding the distinction between past pain and current reality can help you navigate these intense moments with more clarity. One way to start managing these responses is through mindfulness. By staying present and observing your thoughts and reactions without judgment, you can slow down the automatic responses and begin to understand the emotions beneath them instead of getting swept away by the trigger. You can start to break the cycle by grounding yourself in the present. Start by asking yourself, where in my body do I feel this trigger? What is the first thought that comes to mind? These small moments of reflection can make a huge difference between building emotional awareness and breaking free from repetitive emotional patterns. Reflecting on these triggers with compassion rather than frustration helps you reclaim your power. It's not about avoiding emotional triggers, but about learning to respond to them in a way that empowers you. Recognizing that these are emotional patterns, often tied to outdated beliefs, can help shift your perspective from a place of fear to one of curiosity and growth. When we experience emotional triggers, it's not just an emotional response. It's our subconscious urging us to pay attention to unresolved issues. Every emotional reaction we have is tied to a deeper belief or past experience that's calling for healing. Instead of pushing away the uncomfortable feelings, we can embrace them as a chance to learn more about ourselves and address the root causes of our discomfort. When you become aware of your triggers, you're giving yourself a gift of insight. Start noticing patterns. What are the consistent emotions that surface in challenging moments? Is it frustration, fear, or maybe insecurity? These repeated emotional patterns point to areas where deeper self-exploration is needed. The more you explore these, the closer you get to unlocking your emotional intelligence and deepening your understanding of your inner world. Lastly, emotional triggers don't define who you are. They're simply signals that point towards areas where growth is possible. Think of them as emotional breadcrumbs, leading you back to a more authentic, emotionally balanced version of yourself. By embracing your triggers, you not only heal, but also build resilience, emotional maturity, and a stronger connection to your true self. Each time you navigate a trigger, you're gaining emotional strength that will serve you in the future of challenges. Emotional triggers are like icebergs. The reactions we see on the surface are only a fraction of what lies beneath. Each trigger has layers, often tied to emotional wounds from the past that haven't fully healed. The emotion that rises to the surface might be frustration, but beneath that could be a deeper layer of pain, fear, or rejection. Think of these layers as emotional echoes. A present-day moment like being overlooked in a meeting may trigger an emotion that feels disproportionate to the event itself, but that's because it's resonating with an older experience. Maybe a time when you felt insignificant in your childhood or faced constant criticism. The intensity of these emotions isn't just about the present moment. It's a cumulative response to similar moments you've faced over the years. What's powerful about unpacking these layers is that it gives you the opportunity to break the emotional loop. You begin to recognize that your current emotional reaction is not solely about the present, but being amplified by the unresolved emotions from the past. With this awareness, you can start responding to the situation at hand, rather than the emotional weight of the past experiences. To truly understand your emotional triggers, ask yourself, what am I really feeling here? What's the deeper emotion underneath my immediate reaction? Often, you'll find that beneath anger lies fear, or under frustration, there's sadness. These underlying emotions are usually the ones that need your attention and healing. It's also important to acknowledge that these deeper emotions often carry unmet needs. For example, if you feel rejected, the unmet need might be for acceptance or validation. By identifying these needs, you can start to nurture yourself in ways that directly address the root of your emotional responses. Rather than seeking validation or external sources, you can cultivate it within yourself. This is where emotional intelligence plays a crucial role. Emotional intelligence isn't just about recognizing the emotions, but also about understanding the underlying drivers of those emotions. It's about asking the right questions, allowing yourself the space to explore uncomfortable feelings, and doing so with compassion. This self-awareness becomes a tool for growth, rather than something to be feared or avoided. The more you unpack your emotional triggers, the better equipped you become at navigating future triggers. When similar situations arise, you won't be blindsided by intense emotions because you've already done the work to understand and process the underlying causes. You'll be able to respond rather than react. Unpacking these layers also helps you build resilience. It's not just about lessening the impact of future triggers. It's about gaining the emotional strength to face challenges with more confidence and clarity. Over time, you'll find that situations that once caused you immense distress now feel manageable. This is the power of emotional healing. Remember, this process takes time and patience. It's a journey of self-discovery, where each layer you uncover brings you closer to emotional freedom. And as you continue to navigate your emotional landscape, you'll find that the very triggers that once overwhelmed you can become opportunities for growth, leading to deeper self-awareness and a more balanced emotional life. Emotional triggers are like keys to a door you may not even realize exists. Behind that door lies a history of unprocessed emotions, unmet needs, and past experiences that continue to influence how you react today. These reactions are not just random, Their conditioned response is shaped by years of emotional experiences. Think of a moment when someone's words or actions hit a nerve, causing an outsized emotional response. It wasn't just that moment. It was the accumulation of similar moments, stretching back through time, that gave power to the trigger. Let's dig deeper into why triggers can feel overwhelming. When a trigger is activated, it's not simply about the present situation, but the reflection of a broader, often unresolved emotional landscape. Perhaps you felt misunderstood or ignored in the past, and when it happens again, even subtly, all those old feelings flood back. The weight of this accumulation can feel unbearable, especially when you're unaware of its source. It's like carrying a backpack filled with stones. Each trigger adds another stone, until eventually you're carrying a burden that feels impossible to lift. But what if you could begin to lighten the load? The process of understanding your emotional triggers is the first step. By acknowledging that these reactions stem from a past pain, you begin to separate the past from the present. This is the concept where emotional time travel comes in. When triggered, your brain sends you back to a moment of emotional significance, blurring the lines between now and then. This realization empowers you to return to the present moment and to reclaim control. In fact, the ability to identify a trigger in real time is a powerful form of emotional intelligence. It requires deep self-awareness and the courage to pause in the heat of a moment and ask, "Why am I reacting this way?" This pause creates space between the trigger and your response, allowing you to choose how you want to move forward rather than being led by your emotions. This act of choosing, not reacting, transforms emotional triggers from a source of pain into an opportunity for growth. In these moments, practicing self-compassion becomes essential. When you recognize a trigger, instead of beating yourself up for feeling emotional or vulnerable, treat yourself with kindness. Remind yourself that your feelings are valid and rooted in real experiences. By softening your inner dialogue, you create a safe space for healing. The more compassion you show yourself, the more you'll be able to navigate future triggers with grace and resilience. Triggers also highlight important boundaries, both internal and external. Internally, emotional boundaries allow you to distinguish between your past experiences and the present situation. Externally, boundaries ensure that others' words or actions don't easily penetrate your emotional armor. By setting and respecting these boundaries, you create a protective space where you can process your emotions without feeling overwhelmed. One of the most profound shifts in dealing with emotional triggers comes when you view them not as obstacles, but as teachers. Each trigger is an invitation to explore a part of yourself that still needs healing. The next time you feel a trigger, ask yourself, "What is this here to teach me?" Often, the lesson is about learning to forgive, to let go, or to assert your worth. By embracing the lessons that your triggers offer, you step into a more empowered version of yourself. Understanding triggers also opens the door to more authentic relationships. When you recognize your triggers, you can communicate your needs and boundaries more effectively with others. This vulnerability fosters deeper connections because you're not just reacting, you're engaging in open, honest dialogue about your emotional experience. Finally, it's essential to remember that overcoming emotional triggers is not a one-time achievement, but an ongoing process. There will be moments when old wounds resurface. The goal is not to eliminate triggers, but to keep refining your emotional awareness and response. Over time, you'll find that triggers lose their intensity and frequency as you grow emotionally stronger and more attuned to yourself. Each moment of awareness chips away at the power the triggers once held over you. Emotional triggers are often seen as obstacles that hold us back. But what if we shifted that perspective? What if instead of avoiding or fearing them, we viewed our emotional triggers as gateways to growth and self-mastery? When a trigger arises, it feels overwhelming, like an immediate flood of emotion that we can't control. But within that surge lies an opportunity, the chance to pause, reflect, and make a conscious choice about how we respond. Each trigger is a mirror reflecting parts of ourselves that may need attention, healing, or understanding. In this way, our emotional reactions guide us toward deeper self-awareness and offer a map for personal growth. Triggers, when acknowledged, become teachers. They reveal our vulnerabilities and point to areas where we may still be holding on to past pain. It's in these moments that we have a choice. Either let the trigger control our actions or use it as a stepping stone towards healing. Each time we face an emotional trigger with mindfulness, we get closer to resolving the underlying emotional wound. This in turn lessens the power of the trigger, allowing us to break free from patterns that no longer serve us. One powerful way to transform triggers is through reframing. Reframing is the practice of looking at the same situation, but from a different perspective. Instead of asking, why does this always happen to me? You can reframe it by asking, what is this moment teaching me? This subtle shift in perspective changes how you engage with your emotions, turning a moment of frustration or anger into a moment of clarity and growth. Think of it like emotional alchemy, where you're transforming fear, anger, or sadness into wisdom and empowerment. It's the process of taking challenging emotions and transmuting it into something that serves your highest self. As you practice reframing, you build emotional resilience and begin to see your triggers as moments of growth rather than obstacles. Forgiveness also plays a crucial role in this transformation. Often, emotional triggers are linked to past hurts caused by others or even ourselves. Forgiving the source of these wounds, whether it's another person or yourself, helps release the emotional charge tied to the trigger. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm. It means releasing its hold on you so that you can move forward with a lighter heart. This is where deep healing begins, turning past pain into a wellspring of strength. Compassion for yourself during triggering moments is equally vital. Recognize that being triggered is a part of the human experience. Instead of berating yourself for reacting emotionally, approach yourself with kindness. Understanding that triggers are often linked to past pain allows you to treat yourself gently, fostering self-compassion, and in doing so, you create a space for healing. As you grow in your ability to transform triggers, you'll find that the things that once controlled your emotions no longer have the same power over you. You'll begin to notice calmness in situations that used to overwhelm you. This is emotional freedom, when you are no longer at the mercy of external events or people, but are instead guided by your inner wisdom and emotional intelligence. This journey is not linear, and there will be moments when you fall back into old patterns. But each time you confront a trigger with awareness and intention, you build emotional muscle, increasing your capacity for resilience and growth. Over time, these once disempowering moments become the very moments that propel you into becoming the person you're meant to be. The goal is not to eliminate emotional triggers altogether, as they are part of life, but to learn how to navigate them with grace and strength. In this way, every emotional trigger becomes a tool for growth, a signal pointing you toward deeper self-awareness, healing, and ultimately self-empowerment. By the end of this practice, you'll find that what once triggered you deeply has now become an opportunity for reflection and mastery. Emotional triggers, rather than holding you back, are stepping stones to a life lived with greater emotional intelligence, deeper connections, and a profound sense of self. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that emotional triggers, while challenging, are valuable guides to our journey to self-discovery and growth. By understanding their origins and transforming our reaction, we open the door to deeper connection for ourselves and for those around us. Each step in the process brings us closer to emotional freedom and empowerment. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Metanoia Madness. If you found today's episode insightful, share it with someone who might need it. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and visit our website for more tools and insights to help you along your path of transformation. And lastly, I'm feeling the pull to put something special together for you guys. Maybe a workbook or a more in-depth course on specific topics. I've got some ideas already, but I'd love to hear from you all. What's going on in your life that you'd love to hear my perspective on? So please reach out to any of the Metanoia Madness pages. I appreciate you guys for listening and always tuning in every single week. I'd love to be able to help you even more. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and keep turning your emotional triggers into power. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.